Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, American Family Radio. We got 24 and a half more minutes of this program left today. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning again, Ed.
Good morning to you.
And Wesley Wildman.
Did I say good morning again?
Good morning again, yes.
Good morning again.
Please. And also you can say thank you for giving me life.
Thank you for giving me life.
You're welcome. Right. You're welcome, my son.
Thank you. Thank you.
Steve Paisley Jordahl, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Did I say thank you?
Thank you for giving me.
You showed great gratitude.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for giving me a paycheck.
Yeah. There you go.
And a nickname.
Yeah.
Steve Paisley Jordahl. Abraham Hamilton III is in studio with us. Abe is heard each afternoon, 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time with the Hamilton Corner. Good morning, Brother Abe.
Good morning again.
And good morning again. Oh, yeah, we've said good morning again, haven't we? So your chair, we're in our studio.
Yeah,
here
have mine as high as you guys.
So you're really humbled. I'm sitting here looking at Abe, just like Dorf over there.
Dorf on golf.
Wasn't that Tim Conway on the Dorf golf?
Yeah, you probably should explain that.
You're like half a person.
Well, yeah.
But no, chair is lower than all of ours. So
I can raise it.
Why don't you raise it? Because I'm feeling kind of guilty.
These chairs require a master's degree to operate.
Fortunately, I think everybody around here has one.
There's about three or four levers that all do something.
For those watching, you just raise
my chair and I'll also speak like this.
Yes. Anyway, I can act. If I sit on it, it'll go back down if I do. Like, let's see. Now it hurts my.
This is good radio.
You just take people out of the visual.
Okay, so before we get into the topics we're going to discuss here on the program, we were talking last half hour how the legendary baseball player Willie Mays, everybody's heard that name, who was one of the greatest players of all time, Hall of Famer. Probably started in the 50s, 60s.
54,
I think. 54.
Okay, and has the iconic catch in center field that we've all seen, even if you're not a baseball fan. Anyway, in the 70s or 80s, maybe it was the 80s, I think, a song came out which paid tribute to Willie Mays and others. The names that are going to be mentioned are legendary names in the game of baseball, but they're more identifiable in the time of, when America was America's pastime. It's such a great song. It's by Terry Cashman, and I just thought we'd play a little bit of it.
The Traineers? Is this the one by the Traineers, or you said Terry Cashman?
What is the Traineers?
I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Where did this come
and
from?
The internet.
There is a song, the Traineers, Say Hey, the Willie Mays song. So I don't
know. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're doing a cover of this Terry Cashman song.
Okay.
We want to play.
Fair enough.
But we're hearing that. You know that, Abe. Right? Abe's moving his microphone around. Okay,
again, great radio, right?
Again, it's great. This is great. Y'all hang on.
All right,
folks.
So this is a feel good song. Play a little bit of this.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller. The scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball,
Bazooski Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber, and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Now my old friend, the bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie May. Those were the days.
Hey, finish it out.
Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, and Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball.
All right. Like Reggie Queen. That's a great song. Huh?
That's amazing. That just brings back so many memories of
right. Probably old named players. 90% of those names. I could name
those,
you.
Those were 50s, 60s,
and then on
70s.
Into the 80s, he was talking about.
He was talking about in the 80s, but... especially Willie. I just love that line.
Yeah, I saw Willie Mays play.
That's right, because you're California.
I'm going to touch you, my friend.
Born and raised
you
in California.
You saw baseball royalty play?
I did. I was about 5 years old. I remember this clearly. My dad took me to a Giants game. It was at Candlestick Park. Willie Mays playing center field. Someone hit a foul ball into the stands. It bounced. My dad had stepped away for a second. It bounced. Rolled to me. I put my hand on it. Some adult went and grabbed it out from under my hand. Everybody was booing him. My dad got mad because he was away, wasn't able to defend me, and I never got the ball. But I do remember seeing Willie.
Sounds like you were traumatized.
Nah. Love baseball. Love baseball.
Willie Mays dies at age of
93.
And Hank Aaron passed when, Abe, a couple years ago?
I don't remember the date specifically, but he he passed away.
They were contemporaries.
All those old timeies, old timers, like
you ever see? I don't want to break down batting positions here, but I've watched videos of Hank Aaron, you know, and he held that bat so low. Mm-hmm. You just wonder
how to generate that power.
Yeah, but if you watch him hit, it's just like sea ball, crush ball. Basically, that's Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Sea ball, crush ball. Not a lot of exact technique. Now, he comes into form by natural ability, but it's just like, wow. But anyway, I will always think that, at least for now, Barry Bonds was a great talent, a generational talent, and probably would have broke the home run record.
Did break the home run record.
Well, I think he's making a point.
He's going to say, without certain asterisks.
But the way he was...
enhancements.
The way his neck grew.
His head.
Yeah. And his head. This is me talking personally. Again, don't disrespect him. I don't consider him the legitimate home run king. Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Who weighed 185 pounds.
Yes.
Huh?
Right. You notice I haven't jumped in here on the baseball.
Because we'll be here for 30 more minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
So use this as an example here.
Okay. How much can you talk about politics, world events? You got to sometimes have a release, a break. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Let's go to our president, our loquacious.
Are we going live?
No, we're not going live.
Our president?
We are not going live.
You better tell him.
He was yesterday.
Come here, sir.
President Biden was at the White House event, and he was...
No! Sorry, Steve. I'm getting the president over here. Over here, sir. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Steve.
He's on his way. He was at the White House event, and this was an event to announce the amnesty program that he was given. Basically, if you are an illegal married to a citizen, he's giving you a pathway to citizenship. Another election year boon to try to get some votes. Anyway... this was him trying to remember the name of his Homeland Security Secretary.
Oh, I played this.
Cut 11.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to do show away.
Well, no,
that's his Homeland Security director.
Yes, Alejandro Mayorkas. Right?
He's not sure he's going to introduce him all the way.
But that stumbling sounded familiar to me.
Did it?
Where have I heard that before?
Was it something like this?
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary.
That's all, folks.
What'd you cut off?
Why'd you cut that off, Brent?
He's played it through.
Should we be laughing?
Yes.
We should be crying.
Yeah.
I'm laughing, but I don't feel like I should be.
Well, we cover ourselves, and by explaining, we are not making fun of the condition, but we are making fun of the man who is destroying our country.
Yes.
Well, also, it's one thing to be at Pleasant Hills Resting Home, walking around the yard, talking like that, where people go, that's really sad.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to see that happening. Versus somebody who's putting themselves up for president and leader of the free world.
Yes. Well, why don't we get Abe's take on it?
You're here for a reason, Abe.
That's right.
This is your time.
Oh. So you played it last night.
I did. I'd gladly cede this time because it.
That really happened like that?
It did.
Not the Porky Pig one.
Not the Porky Pig one, no. No, and here's the thing, and I played it and I addressed it within the context of Caroline Jean-Pierre saying that all the videos that are circulating of Mr. Biden talking to the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Being carried, moved by the hand, saying they're deep fakes and cheap fakes.
Yes.
That's what she said. And I agree that videos can be taken out of context, but the things that are on video, nobody's making. They're trying to make it seem like people are making this up with AI. That's not what's happening. Now, I do agree that context is important, but these things are actually happening. And literally the day after she's saying deep fakes and cheap fakes, he comes out and does that on national TV. This is really happening.
Yeah, they got to pull him.
Context only makes it worse.
Listen, they have the Democrats. I'm just telling you, you want to lose.
Yes.
Because, well, I'm not saying that that's the only reason, but you get independent voters, and they may not be big Trump fans, but they're going like, we can't have an envelope. You know what I'm saying?
As long as they wait until after the debate to pull them, I'm fine.
Well, I want to see the debate. That debate's going to be something. That's a week from tomorrow night.
Yes. Is invalid the right word? I'm looking
invalid.
For, what is an invalid? It's a person.
Someone who
invalid
is
who's
handicapped.
Yeah.
Well.
The physical handicap.
Anyway, I just
they're
think.
Differently abled, Steve. Stop.
Differently.
That's true.
That's just, wow. And this is getting worse by the week, by the month.
I saw just in my news feed this morning, I saw, for whatever reason, montages. And I did see a clip of him in 2022. And I had forgotten that he was not that bad in 2021 or 2022.
No, he wasn't.
He did surprisingly well in the 2020 debates.
Yeah, the point that if you see that or hear that, and then you hear him in 2022, you do see just how if he's declined that bad from a health standpoint in just 18 months. He's still got 5 or 6 months left before the election. I mean, this tells me that
the leadership of the Democrat Party, and by that I would define as former President Obama, former President Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, all those people are pathetically weak. They have no power over Biden. Biden controls them.
Whoever controls Biden controls them.
Well, Obama doesn't control Biden, because I say that because, in my opinion, if Obama and the Clintons control Biden, he would be gone. If they're telling him to leave, it's too late because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Why do I, Joe Biden, sitting president, have to listen to you?
Right.
No,
I don't think he wants to go.
So the only person that probably could talk him out of running would be his wife.
She's not doing that.
And
she is pushing him forward.
Yes, that's what I think too.
She is not going to do that.
But now, as it stands right now, and I'm not talking about the Trump is ahead in, if you believe the Real Clear Politics averages, which I do, Trump is ahead in five or six of the swing states. Now,
I think it's close in Wisconsin.
A couple
and
of them are like dead even.
Yeah, maybe Pennsylvania.
Do you have that, Steve?
I do. I'm bringing it up right now.
So, I mean, the Democrats are putting a lot at risk if you're them by putting this guy up. But this guy, I mean, Joe Biden to be Joe, go ahead. The Real Clear Politics, and I, okay, this is me talking here, okay? I don't speak for any of you guys here. But I think this, I think the Trump being ahead is more attributed to how bad Biden is than how much America's in love with Donald Trump.
I agree with that.
Okay, I think that Trump does have a huge base of support.
Sure.
But I think a lot of this, a lot of the reason Trump's leading is how bad Biden's been. Okay, that's my view. If you don't agree with it,
I think this go around, that's true.
We can still be friends, okay? Now, listen to this. This is the Real Clear Politics average. Now, Steve, this is reflective of multiple polls.
Right.
And now, they haven't changed. This hasn't changed in the last 6 weeks much. There's not a lot of new polling out. I guess maybe after the conventions and we get closer to November voting day, we'll have, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So this hasn't changed much. So it may be kind of stale. However, I think it's worthy to bring up. Arizona, Trump is up 4.6 points. Okay. Now, that's a state that Trump would have to win, I think, to win a national election. Nevada, Trump is up 5.3 points. Again, I think that's a state Republicans have to win in a presidential election to have a shot. Now, here's where it gets really, really razor thin. I mean, they're practically tied. I'm just going to say they're tied in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Trump and Biden tied in Wisconsin. Michigan is the same. They're virtually tied in Michigan. Pennsylvania, this is interesting. This, if I was a Democrat, I'd be worried about this. Pennsylvania, who rarely goes for the Republican. I think the Pennsylvania is a purple state in the sense, if you look at the map of it, somebody once said there's Philadelphia and there's Pittsburgh and between it is Alabama.
Right. Huh? Yeah, no, I've heard that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been up there to meet with our supporters before, and that's very true.
It's very true. Between Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, it's very conservative.
It is.
A lot of red. So, but there's a lot of people living in Philadelphia.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Pennsylvania is Trump's up 2.3 right now. As I'm saying, if I'm a Democrat, I'm worried about that right there because they need Pennsylvania, both parties. North Carolina, Trump up 5.3. Georgia, Trump up 4.8. So any of those things surprise you that I mentioned right there?
No. Hey. Those things don't surprise me. And I was thinking as you were laying out the data, like Nevada's a state that now has automatic comprehensive mail-in balloting, you know, in the state of Nevada. And once you mentioned about...
Is that good or bad?
I think it's terrible.
Okay.
I think it's terrible.
Beyond bad.
Yeah, I think it's beyond bad because, okay. I mean, it's not just my... I'm not, like, offering breaking news or anything here. Anybody who's been interested in election integrity at all, you know, automatic mail-in ballots is a formula for disaster.
Right.
It makes it easy to corrupt the process. But that's what's happened. So my question would be, has the Trump campaign and has the GOP in total... what has been done to try to ensure that things are accurate in terms of what's delivered in states like Nevada and
Michigan? Well, some of the states did some. I know Georgia and you're talking about. So we don't have what played out where many people are skeptical about the results because the way the votes were counted.
Yeah,
we don't want that to happen again.
Right, and I'm not talking about machines and all that other kind of stuff. I'm talking about places like in Michigan where you have somebody who's voted and then they get a ballot at their house, you know.
Right.
I'm talking about having to
and
to
you
put
know the
things
another problem there, and I don't know exactly how to answer your question. Another problem is so many times if you have a razor-thin election and you're trying to sort out maybe where voting irregularities took place, this is the challenge that the Trump legal team faced, is that the clock starts ticking. The clock starts ticking the day after the election, and then you got, what, 4 to 6 weeks before, maybe six, well, no longer than that, 2 months. Anyway, whatever it is.
To certify.
It just takes, that's a good question. I don't know, maybe Laura Trump has talked about that some.
So. Yeah, I got a question for you guys about the polls. The conventional wisdom in 2016 was that Trump underpolled because no one was afraid to tell a pollster that they were supporting Hillary Clinton, and no one would be afraid to tell a pollster that they're supporting Joe Biden this time. But a lot of people don't want to be known, even to a guy on the telephone, as a Trump voter, which is why Trump completely underperformed, at least the conventional wisdom, at the polls. The polls said he was going to lose in 2016, and he won.
That's part of it. Another part of it is that the pollsters didn't do much polling outside of, like, the East Coast and major metropolitan areas as well. But
would they have learned their lesson? Or?
Well,
the polls?
I'm just wondering if the numbers you quoted from RCP, if they're also a little skewed because Trump underperforms in the polls.
I personally don't think so. I think those polls are pretty – I think the polling industry took a beating in 16.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and for the reasons you mentioned, Steve, and I think they pretty well got it right in 2020. Listen, we're a 50-50 country and have been since any kind of questions about the election's integrity. You go back to Gore v. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, America's been 50-50 since that time.
And I think the variable in all of that has been turnout. The question I have, when you see Joe Biden unable to name his own Homeland Security director, you see him, you know, the Easter Bunny moving him, you know, you see all these things happening. Does that depress people who would be more inclined to turn out to vote for him?
That's what I said.
As opposed to, because you got the people that are, you know, we hate Donald Trump. They're going to exist no matter what. You got the people, we love Donald Trump. They're going to exist no matter what. I don't really think you have a whole lot of people who's like, yes, Joe Biden is my man.
The enthusiasm is not there.
So you don't have any of those folks, generally speaking. So then you're left with, do we hate Donald Trump?
A depressed vote on that day.
That's what I'm saying.
The one thing you might not be taking into consideration is the anger vote. People who see what's happening to Donald Trump, they might not have voted for him, but because he is being politically persecuted and prosecuted, it's okay, I'm voting for him this time, just to stick it to the Democrats.
That's a big part of it. I think Wesley's mentioned this before. Wesley and Bill Maher.
they
had this in common.
Common ground with the liberals.
The massive amount of illegal immigration into America since Biden, and it continues. He continues to flood our country.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be the number one issue.
Absolutely.
Could be wrong. That and the economy and inflation. And both those go against Trump. I mean, against Biden.
Yes.
And
the latest official tally is 9 million people have entered the country during the Biden administration. And that does not include what is quote-unquote described as gotaways.
Gotaways. The official number means those are people they had interactions with.
Yes. So the real number is higher than 9 million in 3.5 years.
Probably significantly higher.
Yes. Yeah,
that's going to be a big, big issue.
Absolutely.
Of why people go to the polls and vote, and that favors Trump. Anyway, those polls I mentioned haven't changed much, but I say there'll be more polling coming up as we move toward the political conventions. Thank you, Abe. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
See you at the Waffle House, everybody.